Today, the U.S. Senate took the first step to pass a bill that would overturn Vermont's GMO labeling law. The proposed federal legislation would prohibit individual states from enacting their own labeling standards for genetically modified foods. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Backers of Vermont's GMO labeling law were hoping to garner enough support to block consideration of a new federal proposal, but they were not successful. This means the Senate is likely to vote on a plan that preempts any state GMO labeling law sometime in the next 10 days. The new federal bill doesn't require food companies to label their products that contain GMO ingredients. Instead, it calls on the companies to put a barcode on the label of their products. Consumers could then access pertinent ingredient information by using a smartphone. Companies could also make this information available to consumers through a toll-free hotline. Senator Patrick Leahy says the proposal is a sham, and he argues that Vermont's labeling law is the best way to provide consumers with important information about their food.
It doesn't say you can't buy it, but it just says you ought to know what you're getting. Just as we do, if somebody has a gluten allergy or a peanut allergy, you can look at it and know what it is.
And Leahy says it's wrong for Congress to preempt the right of an individual state to adopt tough labeling standards.
The Senate wants to throw out the work Vermont's done and say we know better. Well, instead of using Vermont's law as a floor, they just want to throw this out entirely and create more confusion for consumers across the country.
Leahy is sponsoring an amendment that would preserve all state labeling laws that were enacted before January 1st of this year. But he says Senate leaders might block the consideration of any amendments when the bill comes up for a vote.
Let's have this debate. You don't have time to do important things, but you have time to do a lobbyist bidding. Well, come on. We're going to say have a debate.
The first test of the federal labeling bill came on a vote Wednesday to proceed with debate. 60 votes were needed. 65 senators voted in favor. Senator Bernie Sanders says complying with Vermont's new law isn't difficult. He noted that a number of big national food companies, including Kellogg's, General Mills, Mars, and Campbell's Soups, are now labeling their products.
Companies all over this country, some of the largest companies in the nation, are already complying. And guess what? These companies started labeling their GMO foods, and the sky didn't fall. It was not a big deal for them.
And Sanders says the federal plan to ask consumers to retrieve ingredient information by using their smartphone is impractical.
Which is confusing to consumers, and in the grocery store that my family shops, the internet reception is not all that great. It would not benefit us, and I suspect tens of other millions of consumers around this country.
If the new federal plan becomes law, it will affect the three states that have passed GMO labeling laws, Vermont, Connecticut, and Maine, as well as roughly 30 other states that are considering this approach. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.